Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay tuned. Today, the story of Shahid Ayatollah Madani. Dear listeners, Ayatollah Mir Asadullah Madani was born in 1914 in East Azerbaijan province. He lost his parents when he was a child and began studying in the Islamic seminary in Qom with much hardship. He was the student of great jurists such as Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Kuh Kamari, and Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Taghi Khansari. He was a highly knowledgeable cleric and mujtahid who was also a member of Assembly of Experts. He was also the Friday prayer imam or leader of Tabriz. Like many other revolutionary clerics and scholars, Ayatollah Madani fought hard against the Pahlavi regime, which caused him to be exiled to Kangan. He was arrested and exiled many times throughout the period of his struggle against the Shah. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, he became a member of the experts of the Constitution as well as the leader of Friday prayer of Tabriz of East Azerbaijan province. Ayatollah Madani was one of the trustworthy friends of Imam Khomeini, may Allah be pleased with him, who educated many good students. He was a firm advocate of wilayat-e-faqih, or guardianship of the jurist. He was a very influential person in promoting this idea to the youth, and that is why the enemies of Islam wanted to get rid of him. His moral way of life is also very interesting. Shahid Ayatollah Madani very much liked to speak directly and immediately to people rather than indirectly and through different mediations. He was very patient, brave, and a man of great insight.
همه طاغوتا را سرکوب کردن وقتی به دردمون میخورد که در مملکت بدن و جان خودمون
Destruction of the devil is only good for us if the governance of Allah is settled and established in our body and soul. And the governance of Satan does not exist there. Governance of Allah in oneself means that the sensual passions and desires are gone, and that it is wisdom and reason which rule and control one's actions and decisions. On the other side, the governance of devil means that in one's soul and body, wisdom is defeated, and sensual desires rule and control everything.
افراد آگاه اول کاری که می کنند این حکومت وجود و جان خود را
Aware and conscious people are those who first of all try to establish the governance of wisdom in their entity of existence and suppress the rebelliousness and devil. Once wisdom takes control of our entity and soul, and then sensual passions and desires were gone, the result will be purification of instincts. This means that our entity will embody materials as much as necessary for living, and then our instinct is tenderized and purified. When piety as an attribute attends one's entity, then there will be no place for selfishness and vanity. Then one will see that whatever is there belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Special programs on the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran on IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Shahid Madani was a combatant from the very beginning. He fought against the deviant ideology of Baha'ism in his place of birth, East Azerbaijan. His political activities are not limited to the revolution era. In fact, he had undertaken many activities during the dictatorship of the Pahlavi regime, such that he was one of the clerics who strongly fought against Baha'ism and their supporters and feared no one for this cause. The Pahlavi regime was endorsing deviant groups such as Baha'ists in order to marginalize Islam and stop it from growing. When Ayatollah Madani discovered this plot, he went to Azarshahr, East Azerbaijan, in order to lay the foundation for fight against Baha'ism. Ayatollah Madani was one of the supporters of Shahid Nawab Safavi. He sold his books in order to meet the expenses for the struggles of Nawab and his group against the tyrant of the time. After the regime figured this out, it put pressure on Ayatollah Madani, which caused him to go to Najaf. Even while at Najaf, Ayatollah Madani did not forget his struggle against authoritarianism. During the time of Jamal Abdel Nasser, he went to Egypt with a delegation to speak out against the oppressions of the Pahlavi regime. He was also a staunch enemy of Ali Saud and used to say that one must go and fight against Ali Saud. When Imam Khomeini was exiled to Najaf, Ayatollah Madani was in the company of Imam Khomeini, and sometimes when Imam Khomeini could not lead the prayer, Ayatollah Madani would do so in his stead. Islamic Supreme Leader versus Dictatorship and the Words of Imam Khomeini.
Islam قریب همونطور که قرابا را نمیشناسند یه قریبی واردی شهر باشه مردمش نمیشناسند
Islam is a stranger right now. The same way that strangers are not recognized, the same way that stranger enters the village and the people don't know him. Islam right now is a stranger in the different countries. They don't recognize or understand Islam. Since they don't know Islam, they also do not know Islamic laws. Even some of our own Islamic scholars don't recognize Islam completely. They don't recognize what it is. When they don't recognize, they think that if the government is by the Islamic supreme leader, it is dictatorship. And they think, as long as there is no Islamic supreme leader, then it can't be whoever. Even if it is Shimr, murderer of Imam Hussein, these people have no problem with him. They only have a problem with an Islamic leader. And their problem is because they're scared of Islam. They fear Islam. Islam does not allow the prestige of the corrupted one to remain. That is why they're scared. And some people have been deceived. Some are the leaders in this. Some are the ones fooled in it. But the Islamic government, like the government of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, has no dictatorship within it. It is a government that's based on justice. It is a government that its own life is lived at the lower level class than how the peasants live. They couldn't live like him, that is Imam Ali. He even didn't eat bread, and barely till he was full. He only took one or two mouthfuls and ate it with some salt. Can this governance even do dictatorship? Why should it even do dictatorship? Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Ayatollah Madani had two questions about himself, which he received the answer to them from Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. The first one was whether he is truly a descendant of the Prophet, and the second question was whether he would be martyred or not. He says that once I saw Imam Hussein in my dream, who stroked my head and said, "My son, you will be martyred." Ultimately, the enemies of Islam and the revolution could not tolerate his presence in the scene and how he would reveal their secrets. So after 67 years had passed from the life of Ayatollah Madani, the hypocrites, that is, the members of the Mujahideen Khalq organization, assassinated him while he was praying in the mihrab, or the place where the congregational prayer leader prays, which is nowadays known as altar in English. He is the second martyr of the mihrab of the Islamic Revolution. Similar to his great ancestor, Imam Ali, may Allah's peace be upon him, who was struck with a sword to the head in the mihrab of the Mosque of Kufa, Ayatollah Madani was also killed at the mihrab or altar of the mosque. Ayatollah Madani was buried in the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma in Qom. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks.
Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Ayatollah Madani. We hope you enjoyed this program. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.
Ya mazloom irtah, umr al-haq marah. Ya mazloom irtah, umr al-haq marah. ليك يا ظالم يوم تشرب أسى وجراح يا مظلوم ارتاح عمر الحق ما راح ليك يا ظالم يوم تشرب
رب أساه وكراه يلي اتظلمت خلاص مستني ايه من ناس ده زمان